welcome to the podcast, The Scriptures Are Real, and we're in part of our special Holy Week or Passion Week series that we're doing a little thing each day, and I am so glad to have with me today a friend of mine, Pastor Jeff McCullough. Thanks for being with us, Pastor.
Hey, good to be here, Kerry. Thanks for having me.
Many of you will be familiar with Pastor Jeff from his YouTube channel. It's probably more than YouTube, but his podcast, Hello Saints. Do you want to tell anyone a little bit about that, where they can find it?
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and just search Hello Saints, I'm basically a Protestant evangelical pastor chronicling my exploration of the LDS Church and trying to have healthy interfaith dialogue there. And it's something I've been doing for a couple of years and really enjoying the connections I'm making, and I think the important conversations that are coming from that.
And I've been enjoying it as well. I have not watched as many episodes as I would like, and that's true of everything that I would like to be doing. I love stuff, and I don't have time for all of it, but I've watched several, and we've had conversations, and I've seen you do lectures and had the opportunity to visit with you. I think you're doing a wonderful work. I'm grateful for what you're doing, so
thank you
for that.
My
small in comparison effort of some interfaith efforts, this is a part of it, and it's in many ways I would love for members of my church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, to have a greater appreciation for what Christianity in general calls Passion Week or Holy Week. I think we're becoming better at celebrating that whole week, but most Christians, this is a very big and important thing, and I'm hoping that we can learn from each other, and especially in this podcast, that my faith tradition will learn from yours. So I'm hoping you'd share with us just kind of your feelings or practices in general about Holy Week, and then today in specific Holy Monday.
Yeah, I think there's some commonality there when it comes to the more evangelical side of Protestantism in America. Maybe I'd say on that the low church side of things, we too have been a little bit less commemorative when it comes to Holy Week compared to more historic or traditional Christian denominations. I would absolutely say that, I mean, Easter has always been the greatest celebration of the year.
Yes.
Throughout a lot of my contexts, and, you know, I grew up in a more Pentecostal church, but also a lot of Methodist and Baptist and non-denominational connections there. Compared to like the Lutherans or the Anglicans, Episcopalians, even the Presbyterians, who have probably done a little bit of a better job when it comes to Good Friday and Maundy Thursday, and even the Lenten season in general, Ash Wednesday. I will say that in the past 10 to 15 years or so, broader evangelical Christianity has done a better job of commemorating some of those things, specifically Good Friday. That's become a common thing now.
Yeah.
Most evangelical churches that I'm associated with, we do a Good Friday service. I've also in recent years participated in Ash Wednesday services and creating Lenten devotionals for various evangelical groups. So it's something that is gaining, I think, a greater focus across the broader Protestant evangelical Christianity, which is good, because I think the whole idea of Holy Week comes from, we're inspired by the Hebrew people who very rarely would just have one holiday. They have holiday seasons that span days or maybe even weeks.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a healthy way for us to posture our hearts in such an important time of year.
I agree. And there really is something, as you said, Easter is the most important day. As wonderful as Christmas is, President Hinckley once said, without Easter, there is no Christmas. It's not really something that's worth celebrating if Easter didn't happen.
Right.
Because it's so important, therefore, I find that for me, I get more out of Easter because I've had a week of preparing. Each day is worth it in and of itself. It's not just because Easter's coming. It's worth it in and of itself. But Easter is more meaningful because something happens to you when you spend an entire week spiritually preparing, spiritually tuning in on Christ. And so I love the individual days. I love the things we commemorate each day, but I love the package as a whole and what it does for me and my relationship with Christ.
Well, and I think that there's something sacred in Advent. There's something sacred in the waiting.
Yeah.
We are anticipatory beings, and that we know that we exist in sort of this liminal space of of like the inauguration of what the Lord desires, but not the consummation just yet.
Yes.
So for us to for Christmas, it's a little bit easier, right? I mean, that's the whole Advent is very much part of the Christmas celebration, but to inject that into Easter, that there was an Advent of sorts that led up to the crucifixion and then the resurrection. There was an important cosmic happening that took place there. So to put our hearts in an anticipatory posture, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, I love that, like the cosmic thing. I mean, really, this is the events that happened on that week that are most important events of the entire cosmos. So I love how you said that. Thank you.
Yeah, Holy Monday is an interesting day in that we have the pomp and circumstance of Palm Sunday behind us. And now Jesus is in Jerusalem and the great confrontation begins.
Yes.
And really the pivot point for, you know, you have the Hosanna on Sunday, Palm Sunday, but then you have free Barabbas and crucify him in just a few days. The pivot point begins on Monday, on Holy Monday, where Jesus enters into the temple, and there's this great dissonance that is introduced in him confronting not just the Roman authority, which is what they're expecting this Messiah to do,
yep,
but here he is confronting the Jewish establishment and Jewish practice. That's a problem. And it shows, one of the things that I like to do, just posturing my heart when it comes to reflecting on Holy Monday, how easy it is for us to conflate our expectations of how we think things need to go with our assumptions about God's will. And I think the Jewish people were doing that at that time, which is why they were so confused. Jesus was not meeting their expectations as to what the Messiah should be doing. And yet he was acting in perfect harmony with the Father's will. As he confronted the church, the den of thieves in the temple, he's overturning tables. He's exemplifying, you know, the passages out of Isaiah about his house, you know, not being utilized in these ways that, you know, were so contrary to what the Lord desires. You know, the temple was meant to be a place for the nations to experience the presence of God, and where it had turned into a place to profit. It's very, a few things there. It's a nice self-reflective opportunity for us to make sure that we are submitting our expectations of God and who he is, to his will and what he's desiring to do in our lives and through us. But also just it shows the courage and the obedience of Jesus and his willingness to confront all of this. And it was his first step toward the cross, really, when it comes to knowing that he was about to be betrayed. So,
yeah, and he's not holding anything back at this point. This is a full-scale assault, really, of what he sees is happening wrong.
Now, when it comes to like the official commemoration of Holy Monday, there's, at least in my context, there's not a lot that has taken place there, at least in my experience. It's an acknowledgement of what was taking place in that Holy Week narrative, and there's a great deal of opportunity for teaching and reflection. But compared to maybe what other churches might do in the commemoration of Holy Monday, there's not a whole lot that takes place organizationally or from an organized worship standpoint or liturgical standpoint in my context there. So,
and I would say more so for us. So maybe I can just make a suggestion for my audience, because, and this is something that you'll recognize works uniquely for us, but because this is a time where he's going to the temple and cleansing the temple, to me, now not very many temples are open. There are some that are open Monday morning. Most of Monday's kind of the day off. Tuesdays are a day you can go. But I suggest going to the temple as part of celebrating Christ and how important the temple was to him and his efforts to cleanse the temple and so on. So that's at least for me, what I've started to do, that's become a tradition for me and my family. Although this year I'm in Cairo on Holy Monday, so I won't be doing it this year. But I guess I'll go to a mosque. I don't know. But anyway, that's one suggestion I would have for our audience. And then to read through those accounts you were talking about, the accounts of Holy Monday, people can go to our Patreon website, tsar.website. That's for the Scriptures Are Real, and we'll have readings there of what you can read on Monday as well. So those might be helpful for our audience.
Yeah, and if I could just echo that, even with an evangelical audience, I think what I would say is not only is it great to spend Monday just worshiping Christ in his courage to walk in obedience when he was pretty much in the den of lions at that point, like overthrowing tables. Like he knew what would result of this, how grateful we can be that was necessary for him to do that, in that, you know, he talks in another part in John how, you know, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will rebuild it. How that the whole concept of the temple is around the presence of God and where he is himself, Emmanuel God. I know that's a Christmas passage, but it's actually his identity. He is God with us. That he is the temple, he is the presence of God in our midst. The length that he went to in order to bring us the presence of God, to reunite us with the presence of God, is plenty of reason for us to reflect and worship on Holy Monday. And really is a great setup for what we're about to celebrate and commemorate in the coming days when it comes to, you know, the Last Supper and the betrayal and the crucifixion. So, I think there's definitely a lot there for sure.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm grateful, and we'll have Pastor Jeff back on Thursday, but I'm grateful you'd share your thoughts about the Holy Week in general and about Holy Monday here, and especially about Christ and coming unto Christ. I appreciate that. That's what Easter is about. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Kerry. Great to be here.